This is an IELTS Energy bonus. Go all out for IELTS and save $100.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Don't be scared of IELTS. We have a brand new IELTS speaking challenge that closes on Halloween. Learn 2 advanced motivating idioms for the exam and find out how to take our challenge. Wondering about your fluency level? Take our simple English fluency quiz and find out if you're 50% fluent, 65% fluent, or 80% fluent. Plus, get ready for an exciting new course release coming up in early June. Learn from real English conversations so you can finally get competent. Take the quiz at allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Aubrey, I heard you got scared recently.
Yes, last night it was a little late, so it was dark-ish. The lights were low, and I was walking up the stairs, and there was a spider. And I have arachnophobia, you guys. Scorpions, no problem. Snakes,
wait,
no,
what's
snakes?
Arachnophobia? People fear might not know
of,
that.
Yes, fear of spiders. Yeah. Like, but an intense fear of spiders. I'm not just like, ew, a spider. I like jumped and freaked and almost fell down the stairs.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah, I have a very visceral reaction to seeing any spiders. And it wasn't like a huge fake spider, because it wasn't a real spider. It was a toy spider, because it's almost Halloween. Of course, my kids are putting fake spiders everywhere to scare me. But it was small enough that it looked real, but big enough that it terrified me.
And
I'm lucky I didn't fall down the stairs and break my neck, because I really freaked out.
Oh my God, I can't imagine being that scared of spiders. Oh, that's terrible.
I think the reason why is growing up, they would run at you. There were these spiders called hobo spiders that didn't run away. They would like charge you, and they were pretty big.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's terrifying.
When I was little, I think that's what caused it.
Oh my God. Yeah, no doubt. That's 100% terrifying. Oh my God. Guys, the reason why we are sharing this little scary story is because it is almost Halloween. Halloween is October 31st here. And I know that it's mainly a North American thing, but I mean, come on, like everybody around the world these days knows about Halloween. When I was in Taiwan, we always celebrated Halloween in like the little kindergartens and stuff, and all the kids would dress up. So I know it's a thing. You guys know it's a thing that Halloween is a scary holiday, but we would love for you to be scared on Halloween, because you're supposed to be, but we don't want you to be scared of IELTS. And that's why we have a brand new IELTS speaking challenge for you. So we're going to tell you about that challenge, guys, and we're going to teach you 2 idioms that you can use on IELTS. So Aubrey, what is this IELTS speaking challenge? What do you know about this?
Yes. So Jessica has created these tidbits, emails that you will get that push you to speak with people in real life, to practice speaking. So you may find
I don't know if it's with people in real life. That might be kind of hard. You would have to go find people to,
okay,
to
maybe
share
not
your
in real life. Maybe not
with.
Always in real life. Online, like, to push you to speak. And this, sometimes you find yourself in a bit of a lull where you're not forcing yourself to speak out loud. And it is vital for the IELTS speaking exam that you guys take those opportunities to speak out loud. So for the first part of this, we are going to motivate you to do that. We're going to give you that push to be practicing speaking out loud.
Yeah, totally. So Aubrey and I teach a lot of one-on-one classes to our 3 Keys students. And inevitably, right, if someone is very nervous on the mock speaking test, if it's like a kind of a hard thing for them, if it's scary, it's because they don't get to speak English very often. And guys, you can't wait for those opportunities to come to you. You have to make them happen. And we know that's hard. You guys are busy. You're adults. Like, how do you find find the time to motivate yourself to speak English? Like, it's not easy. So that's why we have this 30-day speaking challenge, guys. We're going to send you 30 questions in 30 days, IELTS questions, all accompanied with tips, maybe a vocab phrase here and there. But the point is to motivate you guys to speak English out loud every day. Imagine, guys, 30 days of this, you are definitely going to be more confident at the end. So that's why we're doing this promotion right now. Don't be scared of IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS challenge before Halloween, before October 31st, and you get $100 off this complete IELTS package, guys, that includes this speaking challenge. Okay, so we have two idioms for you today. The first is push the envelope. What does that mean?
Yeah, so it means to either try things you haven't done before, be a little bit daring, right? And maybe do something that you're not sure will go over very well. I think about this, like, right, if you're not really sure that everyone's going to receive something well, you do it anywhere, you're really pushing the envelope.
Yeah, think of, so an envelope, right? It's that paper little packet that you put letters in, right? So picture it, guys. Like, if you are in an envelope, you have very, very definite borders of paper around you. So to push the envelope means like push outside this envelope. It's taking a risk. It's pushing a boundary, testing a boundary, thinking outside the box. Those are other idioms we use in the same situation to be like, take a risk. You know, like almost break some rules is kind of what it means.
Yes, and this is so useful for IELTS. I feel like I could use this on any speaking question I was given, right? I could somehow figure out a way to tie in a way that I push the envelope by taking a risk, right? Or not taking a risk. There's just so many ways that you could make this work, especially on part three,
so true,
when talking about solving problems, how, you know, this government is going to need to push the envelope, or they need to stop pushing the envelope. It's very applicable.
Yeah, totally. You could, even in part one, right? Questions about like work and fashion. These are all areas we use this. Like in my job, I'm not currently pushing the envelope, as they say, because I am in a position where I have to strictly adhere to the rules. And that's why I'm taking IELTS, because I really want a position where I am encouraged to push the envelope and innovate in my field.
Nice. Yes,
that'd
if
be
you
an
feel
awesome
yourself
answer.
About to say, take a risk, stop, and
totally
instead just say, push the envelope.
Totally. So, okay, here's the next one, guys. Go all out. I love this. This is quite informal. Aubrey, you made a good point. Push the envelope can be used in any part of the IELTS speaking test. Part three, part one. Go all out, though, I feel like is a little more informal, but like there's such energy to this phrase.
Yes, it's, I think about like hosting parties and celebrating your birthday, right? When you really do it up right and really party, make a big deal about it, you would say you go all out. So it just sort of lends toward more personal things that way. You would not say that like a government is going all out in trying to fix the environment. No, it's like you said, it's more informal.
No, because
we talk
not.
About it more for personal things.
Yeah, so go all out is like take every action for this purpose, you know? So like you said, a birthday party, for example, to go all out would be like hire a DJ, get a caterer to cook food, decorate everywhere, you know, like yes, invite 200 people.
And we do use it smaller too. I would say this if I were cooking dinner, but I like made something that's more difficult that was very like there was a lot involved. I could be like, I really went all out with dinner last night, or I'm going to go all out next time I cook and try a new recipe and do a sauce and dessert. And right. So it can be kind of something on a smaller scale for sure.
But just real fast before we finish up today, because Aubrey, I loved how you reminded students that they could use push the envelope in a negative or positive way. Like, I'm not pushing the envelope. That's also great for this one, guys. Like the cooking, you said, we can use it sort of sarcastically as well. You could be like,
you make mac and cheese.
I know. Oh, I really went all out last night and made sandwiches for dinner. So we could be sarcastic like that. Or if you're being like honest and using it, you could be like, I don't enjoy cooking. I'm not a person who like goes all out and makes a big meal with like appetizers, blah, blah, blah. Like I don't go all out.
Yeah, if you're tired, you just be like, I'm not going all out on dinner tonight because I'm exhausted.
Or like, yeah, okay, I was gonna give more
so
jokey
many examples, but these are so useful, you guys.
All right, guys, so remember to go all out for your IELTS studies. I mean, why take a chance? Why like keep yourself in this little envelope and be like, I can do this myself, I got this, no problem. And then you pay for this exam, you don't get the scores, you don't get to go to Canada, you don't get, you know what I
you
mean?
Pay like, for the exam why? Again and again.
Yeah.
I know. Yes.
So go all out, guys. And this is an opportunity where you save $100 on this complete IELTS package and get this whole speaking challenge, guys. So go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS challenge before Halloween. All right, Aubrey, thanks for chatting.
Yes, so fun. Watch out for spiders, guys. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.